Chapter 29. Rasa Tattva. Anubhavs in Shanta, Dasya, and Sakya Rasas. Brajanath and Vijay Kumar considered their situation carefully and decided that they would spend Chaturmasya in Puri and hear about all the aspects of Rasa Tattva from Sri Gopal Guru. When Brajanath's grandmother heard the glories of residing in Puri during Chaturmasya, she also agreed with their suggestion. From then on, they regularly went to receive darshan of Sri Jagannath Dev, morning and evening, took bath in Narendra Sarovar, and visited the important holy places in and around Puri. In addition to this, they had darshan of Sri Jagannath Dev with great devotion whenever a special service, ceremony, or dressing took place. In this way, they passed their time in a very regulated and sublime manner. They expressed their innermost feelings before Sri Gopal Guru. When they expressed their intentions to Sri Guru Goswami, he was delighted and said, "I have already developed such a thick parental affection for you both within my heart that I think I will feel a great distress when you leave. The longer you stay here, the more pleased I will be. One can easily attain a Sadguru, but it is not easy to find a Sat Shishya." Brajanath very humbly requested, "Please be so kind as to explain Rasa Tattva in such a way that we can easily understand the vibhavs and other features of the various rasas." Goswami, "It is an exceedingly beautiful subject. Listen carefully, and I will happily speak about whatever Sri Gaurachandra inspires me to speak. First comes Shantaras, in which the Staibhav is Shantirati. The Ananda in Brahmananda of the Nirvisheshvadis is extremely limited and feeble, and so is the Atmananda of the Yogis. The Ananda of realizing Isha, Ishvara, is somewhat superior to these, and realization of the Swarup of Ishvara is the cause of much satisfaction and bliss. The support, Alamban, of Shantaras is the four-armed form of Narayan, who has qualities such as supremacy and opulence. Shantarati has its abode in peaceful personalities, Shantapurush, namely those who are Atmarama and ascetics who have faith in Bhagavan. The four Kumaras, Sanak, Sanatan, Sanat Kumar, and Sanandan, who wander in the forms of Balasanyasis, are prominent among those who are Atmarama. At first they were inclined towards Nirvishesh Brahm, but later they became attracted to the sweetness of Bhagavan's form, and they engaged in the worship of that Murti, which is the condensed embodiment of Chit, transcendence. Ascetics who enter into Shantaras have performed appropriate renunciation, Yukta Vairagya, by which they have already vanquished all obstacles and dispelled all attachment to the objects of the senses. However, they still have a desire for liberation. The Udipan, stimuli, of Shantaras are as follows: hearing all the prominent Upanishads, residing in a solitary place, discussing and deliberating on Tattva, establishing the predominance of the knowledge potency, Vidya Shakti, honoring the universal form, Vishvarup, associating with those devoted to Sri Hari and who also cultivate empirical knowledge and philosophical speculation, Gyan Mishra Bhaktas, and reflecting upon the Tattva of the Upanishads in the company of equally learned persons. Further Udipans are the fragrance of Tulsi offered to Bhagavan's lotus feet, the sound of the conch shell, sacred mountains and forests, Siddha Ketra, the Ganga, the inclination to diminish contact with the objects of sense gratification, that is, the desire to vanquish all sinful reactions, and contemplating the conception of the all-devouring influence of time. These are the vibhavs, impetuses for tasting of Shantaras. Brajanath, what are the visible symptoms, anubhavs, of this rasa? Goswami, some of the anubhavs of Shantaras which are specific, asadharana, to those who have shantirati, are staring at the tip of the nose, behaving as an ascetic beyond all codes of social conduct, avadhut, walking with the vision extended not more than 4 cubits ahead, exhibiting the gyan mudra, holding no malice towards those who are inimical to Bhagavan, the absence of excessive affection towards the premi bhaktas of Bhagavan, a mood of honour and reverence towards liberation and the disintegration of material existence, indifference, freedom from feelings of proprietorship and false ego, mamata, an observing silence, yawning, contorting the limbs, instructions on bhakti, offering pranam and stavastuti to Hari are some of the common emotions of Shantaras. Brajanath, what are the sattvika transformations in Shantaras? Goswami, almost all the sattvika vikars, such as the standing of Ramancha, the bodily hairs, Sveda, perspiration, and Stumba, becoming stunned, are visible in this ras. The only exception is pralaya, fainting and falling unconscious on the ground. However, these sattvika transformations do not extend to the stage of dipta, burning. Brajanath, which of the sanchari bhavs are evident in this ras? Goswami, the sanchari bhavs that are commonly seen in Shantaras are remorse and nirveda, self-disparagement, patience, jubilation, conviction or understanding, remembrance, despondency, ardent desire, absorption, and excitement and argument. Brajanath, how many types of Shantirati are there? Goswami, Shantirati is the stai bhav in Shantaras, and it is divided into 2 types, equal, sama, and condensed, sandra. Sama Shantirati occurs in Asampragnata Samadhi, the stage where the practitioner has achieved trance, but the Atma has not yet reached the platform of perceiving his own Swarup, wherein jubilation, trembling, and horripilation are manifest in the body due to experiencing a Spurti of Bhagavan. Sandra Shantirati is the Rati in which Sandarananda is manifest. This occurs in Nirvikalpa Samadhi, the trance in which all the functions of the mind are arrested because of complete annihilation of avidya, wherein one directly sees Bhagavan before him. The extreme condensed bliss that arises then is called Sandarananda. Shantaras is also divided into Paroksh, indirect, and Satsatkar, direct. Shukadev and Bilvalamangala rejected the Brahmananda derived from Gyan and plunged themselves into the ocean of Bhakti Rasananda. The same is true of the renowned scholar Sri Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Brajanath, why has Shantaras not been accepted in the mundane literary tradition, Alanka? Goswami, the reason that mundane authors have not accepted Shantirati is that in worldly affairs, variety and diversity disappear as soon as Shanti, peacefulness, appears. However, in transcendental dealings, the apricot ras increases progressively from the appearance of Shantaras. Bhagavan has stated that the quality of having one's intelligence firmly fixed in him is called shama. Since it is impossible to fix the intelligence firmly in Bhagavan unless one has Shantirati, Shantaras must necessarily be accepted in Chittattva. Brajanath, I have thoroughly understood Shantaras. Now kindly explain Dasyaras along with its vibhav and so on. Goswami, learned scholars call Dasyaras Pritaras. There are 2 types of Pritaras, Sambrama and Gaurava. Servants in Sambrama Pritaras have the mood that they are fit to receive the kindness of their master, and those in Gaurava Pritaras have the attitude of being maintained or reared by Krishna. Brajanath, what is Sambrama Pritaras? Goswami, Sambrahma Prita towards Rajendranandan Krishna arises in those who have the self-conception, I am Krishna's servant. When the Priti is gradually nourished more and more, it is called Sambrahma Prita Ras. Krishna and his servants are the alamban of this rasa. Rajana, what is Krishna's swarup in this ras? Goswami, in Gokul, the alamban for Sambrahma Prita Ras is Krishna's two-armed form. In other places, he is sometimes alamban in his two-armed form, and sometimes in his four-armed form. In Gokul, Sri Krishna is alamban in the form of that Prabhu who is dressed as a cowherd boy, whose complexion is as radiant as a fresh monsoon cloud, who holds a murli flute in his hand, whose midriff is adorned with a yellow cloth that defeats the beauty of gold, and who wears a crown of peacock feathers on his head. In other places, he is present in a two-handed form, but he is alamban in his opulent form, carrying a shank and chakra and so forth in his hands, and wearing pearls and jewel ornaments on his limbs. Srila Rupa Goswami has written in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Western Division, 2-3-5. Brahmanda koti dharmaika roma kupa kripambudi avichitya mahashakti sarvasiddhi nisevita avatara vili bijam sadanatmaram hridguna ishvara pramaradaya sarvagya sudrita vrata samridimam shamashila saranagata palaka dakshina satyavachano daksha sarva subankara pratapi dharmika shastra chakshu bhakta suritama vadanyas tejasa yukta kritana kriti samsraya variyam balavan prema vashyati adibirgunai yutas chatur videshesha dashesha ambalohari. Translation. That Sri Hare Krishna, who is the embodiment of alamban for the four kinds of dasya bhaktas, possesses the following qualities. Millions of universes are situated in each and every pore of his transcendental body, koti brahmanda vigraha. He is the ocean of compassion, kripambudi. He is endowed with inconceivable potency, which is beyond the understanding of the jiva's insignificant intelligence, achintya mahashakti. He is served by all types of mystic perfections, sarva siddhi nishevita. He is the origin of all avatars, such as the guna avatars, lila avatars, shaktyavesh avatars, avatarali bij. He steals the hearts of self-satisfied yogis, such as Sugadev, Atmarama Ganakarshi. He regulates everything, Ishwaraha. He is supremely worshipable for all jivas and devatas, Paramaradaya. He is omniscient, Sarvagya. He is firmly fixed in his vow, Sudrita Brat. He is opulent, Samridimam. He is forgiving, Shamashila. He is the protector of the surrendered souls, Sharanagat Palaka. He is supremely liberal, Dakshina. His words never prove false, Satya Vachana. He can perform difficult tasks with ease, Daksha. He acts for the welfare of everyone, Sarva Subankara. He is valorous, Pratapi. He is religious, Dharmika. He sees and acts in accordance with Shastra, Shastra Chakshush. He is the best well-wisher of his bhaktas, Bhakta Surit. He is magnanimous, Vadanya. His body is radiant, extremely powerful and influential, Tejasvi. He is grateful, Kritagya. He is famous, Kirtimam. He is the most excellent, Varyan. He is strong, Balavan. He is controlled by the love of his bhaktas, Prem Vashya. End of translation. Brajanath, who are the four types of das? Goswami, there are four types of Das who are the Alamban as the Ashraya of Dasyarati. They are 1. Those who have taken his full shelter and who always keep their eyes down. 2. Those who carry out the orders of Bhagavan. 3. Those who are trustworthy. And 4. Those who consider Krishna to be Prabhu with a humble disposition. Their Tattvivek names are Adikrita Das, 2. Ashrita Das, 3. Parisad Das, and 4. Anugata Das. Brajanath, who are the examples of Adikrita Das? Goswami, the Devas and Devis, headed by Brahma, Shiva and Indra, are Adikrita Dasas and Dasis. They engage in Bhagavan's service when they have attained the qualification to perform tasks related to the material universe. Brajanath, who are Ashrita Das? Goswami, there are 3 types of Ashrita Das: those who have taken refuge, Sharanagat; those who are Gyanis, attached to the path of Gyan; and those who are fixed in the service of Bhagavan, Seva Nishta. Kaliyanaga and the kings who had been imprisoned by Jarasandha are in the category of Sharanagat Das. The rishis headed by Sonaka are called Gyana Nishra Das because they gave up the desire for mukti and took shelter of Sri Hari. The Seva Nishta Das are bhaktas like Chandradvaj, Harihara, Bahulashva, Likshvaku and Pundarik, who were attached to Bhagavat Bhajan from the very beginning. Brajanath, who are Parisad Das? Goswami, Uddhava, Daruka, Satyaki, Shrutidev, Satrajit, Nanda, Upananda and Bhadra are in the category of Parisad Das. Although they are engaged in activities such as giving advice, they also engage in appropriate services according to time and circumstances. Bhishma, Parikshit and Vidura are also Parisad Bhaktas, and Premidas Uddhava is the best among them all. Brajanath, who are Anugat Das? Goswami, those servants whose hearts are always attached to performing seva are called Anugat Das. There are 2 types, those who reside in Braj and those who reside in Dwarkapuri. Anugat Dasas in Dwarkapuri include Suchandra, Mandala, Stamba and Sutamba. Those in Braj include Raktak, Patrak, Patri, Madhukanta, Madhubrat, Rasala, Suvilas, Premakand, Makarandaka, Anand, Chandrahas, Payoda, Vakula, Rasanda and Sharda. Raktak is prominent among all these Anugat Dasas of Braj. Parisad and Anugat Dasas are further divided into 3 categories, namely Durya, Dira and Vira. The Durya Parisads are those who display due affection towards Krishna, his beloved gopis and his servants. Dira Parisads are those who are not specifically engaged in Krishna's service but who take shelter of Krishna's beloveds, such as Satyabhama. Vira Parisads are those bhaktas who have taken exclusive shelter of Krishna's mercy and are therefore not concerned about others. These 3 types of Krishna Das, Ashrita, Parisad and Anugat, are divided into 3 types again on the basis of Nitya Siddha, Siddha and Sadak. Brajanath, will you kindly explain the various types of Udipan in Dasyaras? Goswami, the Udipans in Dasyaras are the sound of the Murli and Sringar, buffalo horn, Krishna's smiling glance, hearing his qualities, a lotus flower, Krishna's footprints, a fresh monsoon cloud, and the fragrance of Krishna's limbs. Brajanath, what are the anubhavs of this ras? Goswami, the anubhavs that are specific, asadharana, to dasya ras include being fully engaged in one's prescribed duties, obeying the orders of Bhagavan, remaining free from envy and malice in the service of Bhagavan, friendship with Krishna's servants, and firm faith in Krishna. The expressions Udbhasvaras that are common, Sadharana Anubhavs, to other rasas include dancing, showing respect towards Krishna's near and dear ones, and detachment from all else. Prajanath, what types of sattvika vikar are present in Prita Ras? Goswami, all the sattvika bhavs such as stamba manifest in this ras. Prajanath, what types of vyabhichari bhavs occur in this ras? Goswami, 24 vyabhichari bhavs are present in this rasa. They are jubilation, pride, fortitude, self-disparagement, depression, humility, anxiety, remembrance, apprehension, resolve, ardent desire, argumentation, deliberation, agitation, bashfulness, inertness, bewilderment, madness, concealing emotions, awakening, dreaming, fatigue, disease, and yearning for death. There is no distinct appearance of intoxication, exhaustion, fear, fainting, and falling on the ground, laziness, fury, intolerance, envy, and sleep. The bhavs of jubilation, pride, and fortitude are exhibited in meeting, milan, and the bhavs of debility, disease, and death are exhibited in separation. The other 18 bhavs, such as self-disparagement, are visible both in meeting and separation. Prajanath, I would like to know about the sthayi bhav of Prita Ras. Goswami, the sthayi bhav of this ras is the priti that results from combining an attitude of respect towards Krishna with a trembling of the heart evoked by awe and the conception that he is one's master. In Shanta Ras, the sthayi bhav is rati alone, whereas in this ras, sthayi bhav occurs when rati has the mood of mamata, possessiveness, and becomes priti. As this sambrahma priti gradually increases, it extends through the stages of prema and sneha up to the stage of rag. When sambrahmam priti is free from apprehension and fear, it assumes the form of prema. When a condensed form of prema gives rise to a melting of the heart, then it is known by the name of sneha, the stage in which the bhakta cannot tolerate even a moment's separation. Sneha becomes rag when it has developed to the point where even distress seems to be happiness. In such a condition, there is a desire to give up one's life at the time of separation from Krishna. Those who are in the categories of Adikrita and Ashrita Das can reach the stage of prema, but not further than that. Parisads can reach the level of sneha. Sthayi bhav develops up to the limit of rag in Parikshit, Daruka, Uddhava, and the Anugat Dasas of Braj. When rag arises, there is a partial appearance of sakya bhav. Pandits call meeting with Krishna in this ras yoga, and separation from Krishna ayoga. There are two types of ayoga: anxious longing, utkantita, and separation, viyog. And three types of yoga: siddhi, perfection; tusti, satisfaction; and sthiti, residence. Siddhi is seeing Krishna after being in the condition of anxious longing, and tusti means meeting with Krishna after separation, viyog. Sthiti means to live with Krishna. Brajanath, I have understood sambrahmam priti. Now please explain gaurava priti. Goswami, gaurava mai priti is the mood of those who have the abhiman, Krishna should take care of me, nourishing and maintaining me. When this priti is nourished by the corresponding vibhavs, anubhavs, and so on, it is called gaurava prita ras. Bhagavan Sri Krishna his wards and dependent servants, are the Alamban of this rasa. The Vishai Alamban in Gaurava Priti is Krishna in the form of the great Guru, the possessor of immense fame, intelligence and strength, the protector and the maintainer. Krishna's wards, Lalya Bhaktas, are divided into two categories, juniors and sons. Sarana, Gada and Subhadra consider themselves juniors, while personalities such as Pradumna, Charudeshna and Samba have the abhiman of being sons. The Udipan of this ras are Sri Krishna's paternal affection and gentle smiling. Examples of Anubhavs are sitting on a lower seat in Krishna's presence, following the directives of one's worshipful superiors and giving up independent activities. You should know that the Sanchari or Vyabhachari Bhavs are the same as I have mentioned before in regard to Sambrahman Prita Ras. Brajanath, what does the word Gaurava mean? Goswami, Gaurava refers to the relationship with Krishna based on the conception, Krishna is my father by bodily relationship, or Krishna is my guru. Gaurava Priti is affection with full absorption towards Krishna and the sentiment that he is nourishing and maintaining one. This is the Stai Bhav of this ras. Brajanath, Prabhu, I have understood Prita Ras. Now please describe Prayo Bhakti Ras or Sakya Ras. Goswami, in this ras, the Alamban is Krishna and his friends, the two-handed form of Brajendranandan Sri Krishna holding a murli is Vishaya Alamban, and his friends are Ashraya Alamban. Rajanath, I would like to know the characteristics and divisions of Krishna's Sakas. Goswami, Krishna's friends have forms, qualities, and attire exactly like those of the Dasya Bhaktas, but they do not have Sambrahman Bhav as the servants do. Rather, they are imbued with Vishramba Bhav. Krishna's friends are divided into two categories, those who reside in the city, Pura, and those in Braj. Arjun, Bhima, Draupadi, and Sridham Brahmana, Sudama Vipra, are Sakas of the city, amongst whom Arjun is the best. The Sakas who reside in Braj always want to be with Krishna, and they always have an intense hankering to see him, for he is their life and soul. For that reason, they are the principal Sakas. There are four types of Sakas in Braj. 1. Surit. 2. Sakha. 3. Priya Sakha. And 4. Priya Nam Sakha. The Surit Sakas are somewhat older than Krishna, and they have some Vatsalya Bhav mixed in their moods towards him. They carry weapons and always protect Krishna from miscreants. They include Subhadra, Mandali Bhadra, Bhadravadan, Gobata, Yaksha, Indrabhata, Bhadranga, Virabhadra, Mahaguna, Vijay, and Balabhadra. Mandali Bhadra and Balabhadra are the most prominent among them. The Sakas are somewhat younger than Krishna, and their mood of friendship is alloyed with a touch of Dasya Bhav. They include Vishal, Rishab, Ojasvi, Devaprashta, Varutapa, Maranda, Kusumpida, Manibada, and Karanadam. Devaprashta is the best of these. The Priyasakas are friends of the same age as Krishna, with unalloyed Sakya Bhav. These include Sridham, Sudham, Vasudham, Kinkini, Stoka Krishna, Amsu, Bhadrasena, Vilasi, Pundarik, Vitanka, and Kalavinka. Krishna's Priyanam Sakas are superior to the three other groups of Sakas, namely the Surit Sakas, the Sakas, and the Priya Sakas, and they are expert at performing extremely confidential activities. They include Subal, Arjun, Gandhava, Vasanta, and Ujvala, who always speaks joking words. Among the sakas, some are nityapriya, nitya siddhas. Some were previously devatas who attained the position of Krishna's friends by sadhan, and some are sadhaks. They delight Krishna and create varieties of amusement by a variety of distinctive moods and gestures in friendly service. Brajanath, what is the Udipan of this ras?
Goswami,
Udipan in Sakya ras includes Krishna's age, his beautiful form, his horn, venu and conch shell, his joking and laughter, his valiant deeds, and his performance of pastimes in the pasturing grounds, Goshta. His Kumara age is Udipan, and in Gokul, his Kishora age is Udipan. Brajanath, I would like to know about the Anubhavs that are common, Sadharani, to all the groups of Sakas.
Goswami,
some of the Sadharana Anubhavs of the Sakas are wrestling, ball games, riding on each other's shoulders, stick fighting, reclining or sitting together with Krishna on a bed, a sitting place or a swing, sitting down and joking, water sports, playing with monkeys, trying to please Krishna, dancing and singing. In addition to these general activities, the Suritsakas typically give good advice and take the lead in all activities. The special activities of the Sakas are offering tambul, drawing tilak markings, anointing Krishna with sandalwood paste, and so on. The special activities of the Priyasakas are defeating Krishna in fighting, pulling Krishna by his cloth, and being decorated by Krishna. The special prerogative of the Priyanamsakas is to assist in Krishna's Madhurya Leela. Like Dasas, they decorate Krishna with forest flowers and render service such as fanning him.
Brajanath,
what are the Sattvic and Sanchari Bhavs in Sakya Ras?
Goswami,
they are similar to those of Dasya Ras, but somewhat more intense.
Brajanath,
what is the nature of the Stai Bhav of this Ras?
Goswami,
Srila Rupa Goswami has written in Sri Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Western Division, 9.3.45,
Vimukta sambramayat syad vishrambatma ratridvayo preya sammanayo atra sasakyam stai shabdabak.
Translation: Sakya staibhav is rati that is full of intimacy and free from feelings of reverence between two personalities who are ordinarily equal.
Brajanath,
what is vishramba?
Goswami,
Vishrambo gada vishvasa, vishvasho yantrajitaha.
Sri Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Western Division, 3.46. Translation: Vishramba is the deep confidence which is devoid of restraint, which causes one to think that there is no difference at all between oneself and Krishna. End of translation. Brajanath, please be so kind as to tell me about the gradual development of Vishramba.
Goswami,
this Sakya Ras arrives at the stage of Pranaya after incorporating Prem, Sneha and Rag.
Brajanath,
what are the symptoms of Pranaya?
Goswami,
Pranaya is Rati that is completely free from the slightest scent of reverence, even in circumstances that would ordinarily invoke such feelings. The greatness of Sakya Ras is unprecedented. In Prita Ras and Vatsalya Ras, Krishna's Bhav and the Bhav of his Bhakta are different from each other. Amongst all the rasas, Prem Ras, that is Sakya Ras, is certainly dear, Priya, because in this Ras, both Krishna and his Bhaktas have the same sweet Bhav. Thus ends the 29th chapter of Jiva Dham, entitled Rasa Tattva, Anubhavs in Shanta, Dasya and Sakya Rasas.